WTAW news time is 4 minutes after 8. It's 56 degrees. We'll take a look at your full forecast coming up after the news. Brought to you by Pioneer Steel and Pipe, your one-stop steel supply store on Highway 21 East in Bryan. Go to pioneerboys.com. Good morning, I'm Chelsea Reber. The Bryan City Council has given first-round approval to the future construction of 1,000 new homes.
There were no comments from the council or the public to rezoning land north of Boonville between Copperfield and what will be an extended University Drive for the Oakmont residential and commercial development. But residents of the Copperfield neighborhood expressed traffic and other concerns when the proposal went before Bryan's Planning and Zoning Commission. Melissa Loudermilker lives near where Canterbury Drive currently dead ends, was among those fearing for her child's safety because Canterbury will become connected to Oakmont.
And I think that if y'all were to approve this or make it to where it connects, y'all are going to be robbing us of that.
P&Z Chairman Bobby Gutierrez says making Canterbury a through street is part of Bryan's thoroughfare plan.
By right, they could do something very, very much different. And by right, they can do something that's very much more intrusive to what that neighborhood would be. I commend the developer who's doing this. I think they put a lot of thought and effort into it.
Gutierrez also praised Oakmont developers for keeping natural habitat instead of having more home lots and for adding flood detention ponds. Bill Oliver, Newstalk 1620 WTAW.
In the town of West, they have something to celebrate. 3.5 years after the fertilizer company explosion, they have finally finished rebuilding streets, water lines, and sewers on the north end of town. Mayor Tommy Muska says they still have to repair a couple more things.
The well and above ground storage tank were damaged in the explosion. We have purchased some land. We had to build a new well or drill a new well at a different location than the previous well, and it was damaged in the explosion as well.
A dedication ceremony will take place Friday. The April 2013 blast killed 15. The Bureau of Alcohol, Tobacco, Firearms, and Explosives have called the explosion a criminal act, though no arrests have been made. The Black Friday weekend turned into Blue Monday for the owners of 27 vehicles. College Station police report that's the number of victims of vehicle burglaries. Most were smash and grabs, smashing windows to gain entry and get whatever they could. Most of the vehicles were parked outside of apartments located along Welburn Road between Holloman and Harvey Mitchell. Among the stolen items was a firearm. Before Congress takes its holiday break, the Republican majority may be able to undo some of the most recent presidential executive orders.
We have a law today called the Congressional Review Act, and that allows Congress to look back 60 legislative days, which would take us back actually back into May of this year. And it says that we can introduce a resolution in the House to undo a new regulation the president rolled out.
Congressman Bill Flores of Bryan says once it's passed by the House, the Senate can have only limited debate, there cannot be a filibuster, and it can pass the upper chamber with 51 votes. Flores says Congress can have multiple orders ready to reverse when Donald Trump is sworn into office. A review of the agency that regulates veterinarians in Texas finds some serious shortcomings.
The State Board of Veterinary Medical Examiners was reviewed by the Texas Sunset Advisory Commission, and that group's final report points out some areas it says need significant improvements. The report says that while some of the agency's problems are driven by outside forces, many of them are of the agency's own making. The report says the agency was overwhelmed by complaints in 2015 against a single veterinarian who had shot a cat with a bow and arrow, but it also notes that the agency has not been keeping up with many of its basic responsibilities and concluded that the agency has poor financial management. Stephen Pickering, TSN News.
Bryan Broadcasting and the three Blue Baker restaurants in College Station have launched our annual Christmas Angels program.
You find the tree, you look at our tags, which represent children right here in the Brazos Valley. Each tag has a children's name, age, sizing, and Christmas wishes. They're very simple. A lot of them just ask for bikes. We have a lot this year asking for clothing.
Bryan Broadcasting's Katie Dempsey says the children are selected by the Texas Department of Health and Human Services.
These are all families in need in the Brazos Valley. And the smaller children go very, very fast. So if that's something you want to shop for, maybe a toddler, maybe a newborn, just know that in the next few days, those will go like hotcakes.
This year, Christmas Angels also includes adults with special needs. Look for the hot pink tags at Blue Baker on University. All three Blue Baker locations are offering their special angel cookies where all sales go to Christmas Angels. And you can always make a monetary donation online at mychristmasangels.com. WTAW News Time is 9 minutes after 8. It's 56 degrees. You can text us at 979-695-1620. This look at news is brought to you by Pioneer Steel and Pipe. One more look at news this morning at 8:30, or you can always go online to WTAW.com. I'm Chelsea Reber, News Talk 1620 WTAW.
As the Brazos Valley's largest supplier of metal building components, pipe, and steel, Pioneer stocks a complete line of metal building and carport packages, from structural framework like I-beam and square tubing to sheet metal, trim packages, roll-up doors, and insulation. Pioneer is your one-stop shop. Metal buildings and carports are Pioneer Steel's specialty. Pioneer Steel, Highway 21 East. Call 979-589-2333 or on the web at pioneerboys.com.
This is Sarah.
Hi, I'm Sarah.
Sarah was looking for a job but wanted to stay local.
That's right.
First, she built a giant satellite, then launched it into space to send a signal transmitting her resume. This did not lend Sarah a job, but it did start a war with the Zarkon Nebula.
I went too far.
Yes, Sarah went too far. But you don't have to go too far to go far. AggielandHelpWanted.com only posts local jobs, so employers are way more likely to respond to your application and offer you a job. AggielandHelpWanted.com. Local jobs that work.
Losing a loved one can be painful, especially during the holidays. Hospice Brazos Valley wants to help. Join for a free community event, Handling Holiday Grief, Saturday, December 3rd at 10 a.m. at the Brew Coffee House on Harvey Road. This free event features best-selling author and grief specialist Gary Rowe. To RSVP for more information, call Hospice Brazos Valley, 979-821-2266, or visit hospicebrazosvalley.org. Holidays can be difficult, but they can still be good.
Good morning, it's 8:11, Infomaniacs News Talk 1620 WTAW. Time for some weather brought to you by Action Sports, home of the new Can-Am Spyder and Kawasaki Mule Pro FXT. Stop by and see them yourself at Action Sports, 202 Holloman Drive East, or click on actionsportstx.com.
Mix of clouds and sunshine and breezy for today, with temperatures up to about 65 to 70 degrees this afternoon. It'll be partly cloudy and chilly overnight. We're going to slip back to about 35 to 40. Tomorrow, mostly sunny, breezy, and significantly cooler. Highs only 55 to 60 tomorrow afternoon. Clear tomorrow night with a low around 35. It'll be sunny Thursday. Highs Thursday afternoon, 60 to 65. I'm meteorologist Rob Carolan for News Talk 1620 WTAW.
Time for some shower thoughts.
I love shower thoughts.
Love shower thoughts. So, anyway, just kind of sit back and relax and think about how they blew the weather this morning. Okay? And he says it's going to be 35. You hear that? That's coming up later on this
chilly
week. So, you know, okay. Tall people are expected to use their reach to help shorter people. But if a tall person were to ask a short person to hand them something they dropped, that would be insulting.
So true. Yeah. Story of my life.
Yeah. Car design used to accommodate smokers with lighters and ashtrays. But now here we are a decade into the smartphone era, and automakers still haven't included a phone mount. The most amazing thing about Google probably is that the creators couldn't use Google to create it. I never realized how boring my life is until somebody asks, what do you do for fun?
Yeah.
So true.
People who don't sleep enough die early, but people who do sleep enough just sleep through all that extra time.
That's true. Yeah.
If I text someone in all caps, they assume I'm yelling at them.
Mm-hmm.
But if I text them in all lowercase, do they assume I'm whispering? And if I water my Christmas tree, am I keeping it on life support?
Pull the plug.
There you go. There you go.
You know that what do you do for fun one? That really hits home. I got that one this past weekend. What do I do for fun?
Yeah, so there. All right, now, if you've got a kid, I think this is... this may be so good we need to repeat this tomorrow earlier in the show.
All right.
If you have curious kids who like to see what things are made of or how they can be destroyed, then we got the place for you on YouTube.
Ooh.
And the deal is, I mean, it used to be that way. Kids would take things apart. And, you know, with the intent of maybe putting them back together, too, but sometimes it didn't work that way. But that's how engineers are built, you know?
Mm, right. Yeah.
How does this thing work? How does this work? Okay. And one of the things that I used to enjoy, for instance, with David Letterman, is he would put things on the ground and run a steamroller over them.
Yeah.
That's just kind of a guy thing. All right, so here we go. The best one may be the hydraulic press channel.
Yes.
In YouTube. Just they put stuff in there and just that.
Smash it.
Cut it in half is another one. Okay. There's one that's called What's Inside, which just posted a video of what a new and old generation Furby looks like when it's sliced down the middle.
Yeah. Interesting.
And there's the guy whose YouTube channel is devoted to pouring molten copper on things.
Yes.
Like rubber band balls and pizza.
Mm-hmm.
So there.
And then there's also the nickel ball, the guy that takes the molten hot nickel ball and drops it on things like hockey pucks and stuff like that.
Oh, okay.
It's really
cool. That's it. All right. Do you have some more?
What else has he done? He's done a lot of different things.
Well, it's kind of fun.
Yeah.
Toys.
Wait, exactly.
The hockey puck is like indestructible, though.
Really?
It's pretty crazy.
Consumer Reports is out with its 2016 annual auto reliability survey. Watchdog Publications says, we do not like those dashboard infotainment systems. Before in-car touchscreens, the dash had knobs, it had a radio dial, had a CD player. Now car makers are putting mini computer monitors in the dash. Consumer Report says that we're confused by them. Even worse, when we're supposed to be keeping our eyes on the road, we're trying to figure out how you switch from AM to FM or whatever.
Yeah.
And I had to drive a car the other day that was a new car, and so it's not my car, and it had that thing in there. And so I sat in the garage for a minute to mess with it before I got out on the road.
That's the trick.
Smart.
Yeah.
You're smart.
You can
Scott.
Do that. But if you're trying to drive down the road and figure all that stuff out, hello.
Hey, the copper guy did a fire ant mound. That was pretty amazing.
Oh, on YouTube. Yeah, thanks.
Really cool.
Well, a matter of fact,
destroying living things. Real cool, guys. They're ants. I know.
It's about seeing the structure of how they build their ant hills.
Yeah, a matter of fact, I got one of those.
Experimental.
This guy poured molten aluminum into a fire ant mound.
Mm-hmm.
I drove over to Beaumont to pick it up. It was a pretty neat deal. I mean, again, they're smart critters, you know?
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
I mean, they know how to do what they do.
Mm-hmm.
Elaborate tunnel systems.
Yeah, that and they build it back after I knock them down. Right?
They
do know what to do. Anyhow, so there, got that. What else? Okay.
We had a texter text in with another shower thought.
Okay.
I'd like to add this one.
Ready?
Do birds know they're going to die and land, or do they just fall out of the sky?
Wow.
Yeah.
Huh.
I've never been hit with a falling bird, so
mid-flight?
I don't know.
Man. Hmm. Okay. I'm going to think about that a while.
Yeah, that's a good one.
I like
Thanks
it.
Thanks for texting in.
Very good. We're glad to have that. Okay, so Christmas, busiest time of year for both Santa and the United States Postal Service.
And the elves.
And the elves, mm-hmm. That's right. While Santa has magic on his side, the U.S. Postal Service must rely on technology to make its deliveries. The service expects to distribute well over 15 billion pieces of mail during the holiday season, which is about two times the number of people on Earth. About 2% of the time, the address on the package is illegible. Or you can't read it either.
Yeah, same
yeah,
thing.
Yeah. Bad handwriting, water damage, whatever it happens to be, those little windows in the letter, you can't read what it says. And the computer looks at that, takes a picture of it, tries to figure it out. They have a thing called the Remote Encoding Center in Salt Lake City that steps in. On a normal day, about 5 million pieces of mail are funneled through that branch. But as it creeps closer to December, the number can be as high as 11 million.
Wow.
With about 16,000 employees, the center employs during this time of year to tackle those illegible addresses, and they have to operate 24/7. Used to be, a long time ago, because I was in that business for a while, they had a remote center in Mexico where they sent it.
Oh, wow.
And it would look at the address. Mm-hmm. They would then beam it down to this place in Mexico, search the database. They couldn't find it. Then they would go to work on it and send it all back, and they do it just in a matter of seconds. It's pretty amazing
stuff. Very interesting, yeah.
If we just learned to write a little
write,
better.
Just write,
yeah,
exactly.
I could probably do that. Uh-oh. How many times do you misplace something and you can't remember where it is, and then it's always the last place you look?
Yeah, because why would you keep looking?
That's right. Iran has just told the International Atomic Energy Agency, that's the IAEA, that some radioactive material from one of their nuclear plants has been stolen.
Mm.
Yeah. Possible that the material, iridium-192, could be used for a dirty bomb. Missing material stolen in a plant vehicle that was found stripped and abandoned. Authorities are trying to locate the material and anybody that might be involved. So
kind of a big deal there.
Yeah. Got that.
Not something you want to misplace.
Yeah, got that going for us that may be missing. Okay. So just wanted to let you know. American Academy of Pediatrics warning parents that your child's martial arts training should be one of non-contact. CBS News says bruises and sprains account for most martial arts injuries, but more serious injuries can occur. Certain practices in mixed martial arts, for instance, carry a higher risk of concussion, suffocation, damage, arterial ruptures, or other head and neck injuries. Riskiest movements include direct blows to the head.
Oh,
imagine
yeah.
that. Repetitive head thrusts to the floor and choking movements.
Headlock. That's what I was thinking.
I don't think they really understand the mechanics of mixed martial arts.
No, injury rates vary from 41 to 133 injuries for every 1,000 athletic exposures, depending on the type of martial art. Yeah, that's probably not what you want to be doing. Maybe you know how to do that and you think that's okay, but I'm not sure if your kids. Did you hear what happened at the Nike factory store in Seattle on Friday?
Did not.
Okay, Black Friday thing going on, okay? According to Footwear News, yeah, I guess there is. There's
okay.
a magazine or some website or whatever.
Oh, yeah, subscribe
Footwear.
To it monthly. Yeah.
yeah.
Mm-hmm.
An estimated 20,000 shoppers completely wrecked and ravaged the sportswear's giant outpost at the Seattle Premium Outlets Mall. Carnage was described by one witness as a zombie apocalypse as shoppers scattered so much merchandise from the shelves that it was hard to see the floor and even harder to navigate the aisles.
What is wrong with people?
Yeah, exactly. Another shopper couldn't believe his eyes, compared the madness to a natural disaster. He said, I thought an earthquake had happened.
Wow.
A Seattle resident said, adding the employees were overwhelmed. An anonymous Nike staff member put the herd of bargain hunting shoppers at about 20,000 around 8 o'clock on Thanksgiving night until 10 o'clock on Friday.
Visitors, and I guess they just see, I can't find my size, so I'm just going to toss this
exactly,
over here.
Exactly. Videos and photos on social media showed hundreds of orange Nike and Black brand Jordan boxes strewn across the floor, as well as sneakers that were contained in them and the cardboard packaging and other scraps on the floor.
When do you think they're going to put an end to Black Friday,
yeah.
you know?
Yeah, and again, right, what is wrong with people?
Wow.
You don't understand that. And that's why, you know, there's a certain store I don't like to shop in, because that's what you see. People, and, you know, the parents are standing
acting
right
like
there.
Like hooligans.
Yeah, exactly. And
I saw this funny video, and it said Black Friday in Canada.
Yeah.
And it had a Best Buy, and all the employees were lined up next to the doors, and people were walking in single file, one by one, as the employees applauded them.
Really? Yeah, no, we don't do that in America. They're so nice in Canada. That's
it's a new day, a fresh start, because Time Warner Cable is now Spectrum. Redefining what a cable company can be, with promises to make and promises to keep. Like crystal clear HD picture and sound, thousands of on-demand choices, and internet speeds fast enough to get you where you want to go instantly. All delivered over the most advanced fiber-rich digital network in the nation. With over 90,000 employees working hard every day to earn your business. In the state of touchdowns, Tex-Mex, boots, and barbecue, nothing but the best will ever do, and it never should. Welcome to America's fastest-growing TV, internet, and voice provider. Welcome to Spectrum. Call 844-97-SPECTRUM or visit spectrum.com for more details.
Howdy, Ags. I'm Robert Collins with Texas Country Catering. We would love to help you make your next banquet or family party a huge success. We take great care to make sure your guests enjoy our family-made-from-scratch home cooking and our great service. Let us know if we can help you the next time you need a catering service. Call me at 979-218-3628. That's 979-218-3628. 3628. Thanks, and gig 'em.
AggielandHelpWanted.com salutes the employee of the month. The one employee you can't live without. The others, let's just call them Dave.
Dave, what does collate mean?
Oh, hey, Dave. I think it means to flush.
Oh, thanks, Dave. Well, better start collating the boss's sales pitch.
We believe local businesses should be packed with more local employees of the month and fewer Daves. We make it easy to post a job, and it's local, so you won't get spammed by faraway job seekers. AggielandHelpWanted.com. Local jobs that work.
Dave is a common name used in a comical way. Please don't write us to tell us you were insulted by this ad. That would be a real Dave move, Dave.
Living Micro Machines. I'm Bob Hirshon, and this is Science Update. What's part animal, part machine, and swims around inside your body? Well, nothing yet. But University of Illinois mechanical engineer Taher Saif and his colleagues would like to change that. They're designing microbiobots.
So the idea of a biohybrid machine is, can we bring living cells together with non-living scaffolds, and can they emerge into a machine? Can they emerge into something that is functional?
At the AVS conference in Nashville, he described a swimming biobot just a millimeter long, made of rat heart muscle cells that flick a long plastic tail each time they twitch. Now they're working on adding nerve cells to give the machines rudimentary intelligence. Injected into the body, they might one day monitor blood, deliver drugs, or perform simple surgical procedures. I'm Bob Hirshon for AAAS, the Science Society.
In today's world, everyone needs internet. Parents use the internet for banking, shopping, email, planning the next trip to the Magic Kingdom, or one of the great state parks in Texas. Kids and teens need the internet for homework, the latest video game, and listening to their favorite radio station. The professionals at Starfire offer super fast high-speed internet with unlimited data usage available in the city or country. Starfire also offers Dish Network or DirecTV with packages starting as low as $39.99 per month. If you are looking for high-speed internet and great television programming with local, professional installation at the best possible prices, call Starfire today. Go ahead, make the comparison to your current cable and internet bill and give Starfire a call today. 979-776-2215. That's 979-776-2215. Serving the Brazos Valley since 1984. Starfire.
I'm Jennifer Kishinko with Your Money Now. Allstate has agreed to acquire privately held Square Trade Incorporated, which sells warranties for electronic products in a deal worth about $1.4 billion. Allstate says the deal expands its customer relationships with 25 million protection plans for consumer electronics and connected devices. Square Trade was founded in 1999 as a website that mediated disputes between eBay buyers and sellers. Newly unsealed court testimony shows health insurers Anthem and Cigna have significant disagreements about their proposed merger, revealing new details about a rift that is highly unusual for two companies pressing ahead with a merger request. A trial on the would-be merger began last week after the Justice Department decided to challenge it on antitrust grounds. Lufthansa is canceling more than 1,700 flights scheduled for the coming 2 days as a union representing the German airline pilot resumes a campaign of strikes, the strike part of a pay dispute that has bubbled up for more than 2 years. On Wall Street, futures slightly higher. And that's Your Money Now.
Marilyn brought her famous holiday ham with a side of wet coughing. Probably shouldn't eat it, but there goes your husband. Soon everyone's sniffling. It's the flu, but you're not going to get sick because you got your flu shot at Rite Aid, where they care about you and your health. So while they suffer through their sore throats, coughing, and aches, you'll teach your granddaughter to make your famous snickerdoodles. Mmm, it's not too late. Shield yourself with the flu and pneumonia shot at Rite Aid. If you're over 65, the CDC recommends both. It's free with most insurance and no appointments necessary. Rite Aid. With us, it's personal. Flu vaccines available while supplies last. Age restrictions apply in some states. See pharmacy for details.
This is an alert. If your business or church is building this year, you're about to pay more than you should. This could mean thousands of dollars more for your office, retail space, church, or warehouse. A General Steel building can save you as much as half the cost and time of similar conventional construction. And we're offering rebates of up to $20,000 to help you build today. Call General Steel for free information that could save you thousands. Call 866-95-STEEL. 866-95-STEEL. That's 866-95-STEEL.
With Christmas shopping now at full pace, here's what you need to know about Amazon's counterfeit merchandise problem. Kim Commando with your Tuesday Digital Consumer Tech Update. That's right. There's counterfeit merchandise on Amazon.com. Amazon has known about the problem for some time, and they know it's getting worse. Any new hot product is guaranteed to bring out the counterfeiters. Most are beyond the reach of U.S. law. so they can manufacture poorly made cheap knockoffs and literally steal sales from the rightful owners. So beginning next year, merchants will register their products and prove they have permission to sell them. For now, the complete burden's on you. Before buying, look closely at the seller's website. Make sure it's a precise match with the real company. Check the seller's site carefully for sloppy privacy and return policies. And never trust too-good-to-be-true prices, a sure sign of fake products. Stay ahead with all the breaking tech news, updated all the time, at news.commando.com. That's K-O-M-A-N-D-O. Everyone is now a ransomware target. This year, millions have been attacked. Ransomware encrypts and locks all your computer's files, and it's happened to major hospitals, ordinary folks, even several police departments. The cyber criminals always demand a ransom, usually around $500, a typical car payment. The FBI says, pay the ransom. But Kaspersky Lab says, no, stop feeding the data criminals. Because even when you pay, you probably won't get your data back. The key? Keep criminals out of your computer. Kaspersky Lab gives you the power to protect. More than 250,000 businesses, more than 400 million people all use and trust Kaspersky Lab. I'm one of them. Get protected by Kaspersky Lab right now. As a Kim Commando listener, you get a great deal. You'll get 50% off plus a 30-day money-back guarantee. I trust Kaspersky Lab, and so should you. Learn more at Kaspersky.com. Use promo code Kim, and you're going to get 50% off plus a 30-day money-back guarantee. That's Kaspersky.com, promo code Kim.
The Kim Commando Show is brought to you by Kubota. Value, efficiency, and performance. Find a Kubota dealer near you at TexasKubotaDealers.com.
WTAW News Time is 8:30. It's 56 degrees. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news. Good morning. I'm Chelsea Reber. Just over a year after plans were unveiled, the Bryan City Council gave initial approval to rezoning land for a large residential and commercial development.
Oakmont is located north of Boonville Road between what will be an extension of University Drive and Copperfield. While there were no comments from the public or the council last week, the Planning and Zoning Commission heard concerns at their public hearing from residents in Copperfield. Keith Peters among those who did not want Canterbury Drive connecting to Oakmont.
I don't have to worry about my daughter being in the street, running around kicking a ball, the neighbors running around playing basketball and things like that. With all these other roads coming in and out, there's way too much going to be going on traffic-wise.
P&Z member John Bush, who made the motion to recommend approval of the development, said he understood the concerns.
Every neighborhood in this town, in a growing community, we have growing pains.
Chairman Bobby Gutierrez joined Bush in praising Oakmont developers and city staff.
They're preserving green space around your whole neighborhood, around the boundaries of all the neighborhood. They're preserving that stuff. Normally we'll see this whole thing will be nothing but lots, and they'll figure out ways to put these lots in and ways to do that. I'd commend the detention ponds because we're having a lot of problems with flooding, and we're having a lot of problems with that. At this point, that's kind of a high point of what we're talking about within our commission and within our councils.
P&Z was told there would be a 10-year build-out of 750 single-family homes, 250 multifamily homes, three parks, trails, and 100,000 square feet of commercial space. Bill Oliver, Newstalk 1620 WTAW.
Residents of more apartment complexes in College Station are the victims of vehicle burglaries. College Station police report most of the 27 victims from Sunday night into early Monday morning had their vehicles locked. Those responsible smashed windows and grabbed whatever they could find. Most of the victims were located off Welburn Road between Harvey Mitchell and Holloman. One victim reported a stolen firearm. A Texas member of the Electoral College is resigning rather than vote for Donald Trump. Art Cisneros made that declaration in a weekend blog post after telling the Associated Press that Trump is not biblically qualified for office. Texas does not require its presidential electors to vote in accordance with the state's presidential election results. The Republican majority in Congress could have a stack of President Obama's executive orders ready to reverse after Donald Trump takes office. Congressman Bill Flores on WTAW's The Infomaniacs says this could apply to orders issued as far back as last May.
It's going to be an awesome thing because the president's regulatory committee has been in overtime the last several months, and so we'll just be able to roll back a big chunk of that.
Flores says this is an application of the Congressional Review Act. He says the House will send the repeal of orders to the Senate, where there is only limited debate and can pass the upper chamber with 51 votes. It's easy to help a child in need this Christmas through Bryan Broadcasting's Christmas Angels. Pick an angel at any of the three Blue Baker restaurants in College Station. Bryan Broadcasting's Katie Dempsey says at Blue Baker on University, you can pick up a hot pink tag, which represents an adult angel with special needs.
These are all adults with intellectual and physical disabilities. Mosaic Group Homes is where they live, so it's right here in the Brazos Valley as well. There are still children on that tree, but if you're maybe a single person, maybe you don't know how to shop for children, and maybe you've always wanted to help out this program in some way, that's an avenue to explore.
You can also make monetary donations online at mychristmasangels.com. And all this week, Blue Baker is offering their special angel cookies at all three stores and on their website at bluebaker.com. All sales go to Christmas Angels. WTAW News Time is 8:34. It's 56 degrees. You can text us any time of the day, 979-695-1620. And you can always go online for more news, WTAW.com. I'm Chelsea Reber, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
Are you ready to get the college degree you've always dreamed of? Or looking for quick training for a new career? Then look no further than Blinn College. Blinn's academic transfer rate consistently ranks among the highest in the nation and recently earned national recognition for affordability. With workforce education, online and fast-track courses available, Blinn has the perfect course for you. Classes begin soon, so register now at blinn.edu. Blinn College. Proven.
It's that time again, Producers Expo 2016, Saturday, December 3rd from 8 till 2. Super one-day specials on a variety of products for the farm and ranch. Great door prizes and CEUs for your private applicator's license. Plus valuable information on animal health, fencing, ag equipment, tack, and many other topics from the experts who will be on hand. So mark your calendars and make plans to attend Producers Expo 2016 on Saturday, December 3rd. Producers on Texas Avenue, one block north of Highway 21 in Bryan, where you can find everything ag and no membership is necessary.
News Talk 1620 WTAW. Check some weather, shall we? Yep, wouldn't do that. It's brought to you by Skyline Communications in business. For your business since 1981 with two-way radios and paging service, call Skyline Communications 775-2929.
A blend of clouds and sunshine for today. It'll be breezy and mild with highs between 65 and 70 this afternoon. Partly cloudy and turning colder overnight. Lows will be 35 to 40. Mostly sunny, breezy, and cool for tomorrow. Highs will only be 55 to 60. Clear cold tomorrow night will fall all the way back to about 35. Thursday should be mostly sunny and it turns a little milder. Highs on Thursday, 60 to 65. I'm meteorologist Rob Carrollton for News Talk 1620 WTAW.
Okay, it's time to talk about stuff in the world of pets, and I'm not looking for a pet. I don't need a pet. I've got enough. I had a store. Here we go. So the reason we do this is because we talk to people from the Humane Society, and so Carly's here this morning. How are you today?
Good, how are you?
Okay, normally we talk about, you know, kittens and dogs and all that. Forget chocolate, flowers, jewelry. What many women really adore more than anything else are baby animals. So Jared Forsyth must have had this truth in mind when he decided to propose to his girlfriend, Kat Woodley, during an adoption visit at the SPCA in Erie County, New York. After dating for 2 years, Jared and Kat decided that they were ready to raise an animal together. Glad they did that instead of a baby human, you know?
Oh, yeah, yeah. Good move on that.
Okay. Mm-hmm. What she didn't know was that he had made another important decision. After the couple decided to adopt Gandalf, the kitten.
Aww.
Like it's going to answer to Gandalf, okay?
Well, cats don't answer.
Well, that's true. They don't. They wander in when they want to. Anyway.
Gandalf.
After deciding to adopt Gandalf the kitten, the SPCA outfitted the baby cat with a special collar, pretending they needed her to check the information on the kitten's ID. They asked her to take a close look at the collar. What she found was the tag that said, "Will you marry me?"
Oh.
And moments later, Jared appeared, bended on knee. Kat said yes. They've got video of it out there. So
that is too cute.
I would have said yes.
Yeah, like that idea. Y'all
yeah.
would do that, wouldn't you? Yeah, they do that. They do that at the Humane Society. All right, so what's going on at y'all's place?
So this Saturday the 3rd, we have a huge, crazy day. So
okay.
While we're open from 11 to 3, we're going to do our photo shoot with Santa.
Right.
So you can bring your pets, bring your family. You get a disc to go home with you, to make Christmas cards, to print pictures, whatever you want. All the pictures will be yours.
It's a disc. You do whatever you want to with it,
yes.
Huh? That's fun. Good,
yeah,
good, good.
Yeah. So that's from 11 to 3. Mm-hmm. Walk-ins are welcome. It's $25 sessions.
Okay.
from 3 to midnight out at Santa's Wonderland, we are going to have a huge adoption event. Oh. They partner with us every year. We get to pick a date, and the date this year is this Saturday the 3rd.
Okay.
We're going to take a bunch of puppies, kittens, cats, dogs out there. So if you're already planning on going, you got your ticket, you're coming this weekend, we will have adoptions there as
Okay, so now let me ask you a little, and what time is that going to be?
It's the whole time that Santa's Wonderland is open. Okay. They're open on Saturdays from 3 to midnight.
Okay, so now logistically, I know that sometimes you park away from the park. So how does that work if you go when you want to adopt a critter?
So I'm sure that will allow you to have the pets on the bus because they do have a bus system that runs.
Okay.
So we understand also that you might want to go check out the animals first, but then you still have all those fun things to do at the park.
Okay.
We will hold your animal for you during the whole time. So you can just pick it up when you're done, even if it's midnight. We'll be there holding that animal, and then you can transport it however you want. If you're in the close parking lot, you can just carry it or walk it to your car. Or if you need to use the bus, you can just take the animal on the bus with you.
Okay. All right. Well, just
because
obviously you wanted to think about that. Okay.
Yeah.
All right. And so what else?
So that's all that's going on events-wise this week, but also reminding everyone, you know, if you're thinking about getting a gift for a family member or a friend that's looking for a pet or already has a pet and might need a microchip or a county tag, we have gift certificates for all of that. So you can come into the shelter, buy those, and then hand them out as Christmas presents. You know, sometimes it's seems fun to give someone a puppy or a kitten, but a lot of times people like to pick their own, you know, have a bond, get a connection, and you might not know. Maybe they want a
Look,
big fluffy
I picked
dog.
Out your puppy for you. I hope you like it, right?
Yeah. And since we're a shelter, we get all kinds of things in. There's no rush to use your gift certificate. You can wait and then pick the animal that's right for you.
Sure. So okay. If they want some more information about all this stuff, what do they do?
They can go to our website, aggielandhumane.org.
All right. Very good. Thanks.
Thank you.
Well, how are you this morning?
Great. Right. Thank you.
You know, I didn't get breakfast last week. I'm just saying. You know.
Are you hangry?
Well, no. Exactly. No, but last week, well, I know it was the Big Ag Breakfast, which is really one of the great deals that y'all
did. Yes. Yeah. Yes. We had a great time.
Okay. So what do we got going on this week?
We have our business after hours this week at the George Bush Presidential Library and Museum. It is this Thursday from 5:30 to 7. That's free for everyone to attend, and there's a tree lighting at 5:30.
Oh, okay.
So bring the kiddos and come see the tree lighting. Put this date on the calendar. It's a little ways out, but our Economic Outlook Conference, sponsored by Wells Fargo, will be January 25th. And our keynote speaker is the Texas Comptroller, Glenn Hager. So just get that on your calendar so you can save that date for that.
Yeah.
We have several ribbon cuttings coming up. Today, we have a deluxe ribbon cutting at American Fire Protection Group. At 4:30, they're celebrating a rebranding and remodeling. Tomorrow, we will have a ribbon cutting at Integrity Urgent Care. Again, that's Wednesday, November 30th at 4:30, and they are located inside the Physician Center on University Drive. In and Out Smart Repair is going to have a ribbon cutting this Friday, December 2nd at 11:30. That's a lunch, a ribbon cutting.
Mm-hmm.
They are located on Texas Avenue in College Station. And then we're going to do a deluxe ribbon cutting for Square One in downtown Bryan. That's Wednesday, December 7th at 4:30. Our Inner Circle Platinum Member Spotlight this week is Texas A&M Health Science Center, the School of Public Health. And to find out more information about these events coming up, go to our website, bcschamber.org. And I did want to remind everybody to shop locally this holiday season.
It's absolutely good.
Good to keep your money here in our community.
We think so. All right. Thanks, Kim. I appreciate that.
Thank you.
Yep. Visit with folks from the Chamber as well. That's our community segment. It's brought to you by Van Dyke Rankin Insurance Agency, serving your insurance needs since 1936 with honesty and integrity.
80 years ago, life was simple, and so was insurance. Since 1936, Van Dyke Rankin has been insuring your family and business, protecting those things most important to you. As a business owner, you've poured your blood, sweat, and tears into your passion. So save money while working with someone you know and someone you trust. Van Dyke Rankin Insurance. People just like you, providing insurance services with honesty and integrity.
Texas Regional Eye Center is Aggieland's exclusive home for LASIK vision correction.
And now for a limited time, you can save up to $760 on all laser LASIK. Financing is available with nothing down and $180 for 24 months. Call Texas Regional Eye Center today at 774-0498 or visit texasregionaleye.com. Save over $700 on LASIK. Available in Aggieland, only at Texas Regional Eye Center.
844 News Talk 1620 WTAW Infomaniacs. Florida! We haven't had a Florida story in the longest time. The Florida Highway Patrol says 28-year-old William Edwards was driving away from an Orlando Strip entertainment facility.
When
his pickup truck, when he accidentally left the door ajar. Surveillance video shows him falling out right before the vehicle rolled over him.
Wow.
Moments later, truck is seen crashing into a nearby home. Sleeping woman inside the home was injured. Police say that William left the scene on foot, failed to report the accident. He left his truck in a house. They're going to find him.
Yeah.
Police arrested him after finding his driver's license, which he reportedly forgot at the entertainment
facility. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Charged with leaving the scene of a crash. How about being criminally stupid, too?
Yeah.
How would that do? Would that work out okay?
Or, like, you know, maybe running your truck into a house.
Yeah, that too. All right, more fun with vehicles. A woman from Walker County, Alabama, met Jesse Allen Elliott. He's 22 on a blind date.
All right.
Yep, they got pulled over, though, when Jesse was driving. He told the officer that he forgot his license, but gave him a name and a birth date. When the officer went back to his cruiser to check it out, that's when he pushed the woman out of the car and drove off.
That's how my first blind date went with Jesse.
Well, again, at least he was nice enough to get her out of the car just before he decides he's going to run from the police.
That's true. Sure. But he was doing the gentlemanly thing.
Right. Yeah. Police pursued him, but stopped when his erratic driving was endangering other drivers. The woman wasn't hurt, and police gave her a ride home.
Okay.
All right, let's move on. Police in Ontario say an 11-year-old boy led them on a high-speed chase on a major highway. Did I mention he's 11?
11.
Wow. Police originally pulled the car over, but the kid took off again. Authorities managed to finally get him to stop, and the police were shocked that the driver was 11.
11.
Yeah. Kerry Schmidt, sergeant with the police, said the kid told him he'd been playing Grand Theft Auto video game, wanted to see what it's like to really drive a car. So there you are, just saying.
I don't blame the video game. I blame the parents.
Uh-huh. Yeah, right. No, I don't think we can blame the video game for that. Okay, so don't let your kid go do mixed martial arts, and don't let him get near a car.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, proving rock and roll's not dead, it just smells funny. Metallica has beat out Bruno Mars and Miranda Lambert to debut at number one this week in the Billboard album charts.
Wow.
Metallica. The band's two-disc set, Hardwired to Self-Destruct, sold 291,000 total units for the week that ended last Thursday, according to Nielsen Music. That gives Metallica its sixth consecutive studio chart topper.
Wow.
I would have never believed that.
No.
Hardwired nearly debuted at number one in the UK, but had to settle for number two thanks to the British girl group Little Mix.
Little Mix.
Do we know them?
I've heard of them, yeah.
Have you? Okay, all right, Little Mix. So just saying. But, I mean, Metallica?
Right?
Man.
All right. So.
Good for them, you know.
The premise of the Golden Ticket promotion in the book Charlie and the Chocolate Factory.
Uh-huh.
Okay, remember that? The two movies, it was very simple. There were five pieces of gold-colored paper hidden in chocolate bars all over the world. The bearers of those tickets would get to visit Willy Wonka's candy factory. The grown-up version of that pretty much involves 37,000 gold-colored cans of beer hidden in cases of Bud Light, but only seven winners. Most of the people who find the golden coins don't win anything. You find a can, that means you are able to submit your entry by posting a photo with the can on social media or on Bud's website. Six people who enter their photos will receive season tickets for their favorite NFL team for one season, the grand prize winner receives a pair of Super Bowl tickets every year for life.
Wow.
Or 51 years.
I got a golden
beer. Or 51 years.
Yeah, well, yeah. If okay. you live in California, the contest is easier to enter, and it doesn't require buying or drinking any beer. Cans won't be sold in that state, and you can enter by take a picture showing your fan spirit and posting it on Facebook, Instagram, or Twitter using the contest hashtag, whatever it is right there, and, you know, who cares? And then you have to put California on there since you're entering from California. Anyway, I'm sure they've got details on their website, but if you want to do that, there you go.
There was an episode of Family Guy where this happened.
Well, really?
Yeah, like one of the first episodes. Yeah.
Oh.
Except it wasn't Super Bowl thing. It was,
you know. And Chelsea had to go do her other paper route over on Peace. When she gets back, we'll do that spacesuit poop challenge story that we promised this morning, because the show wouldn't be complete if we didn't do that.
Are you thinking about building a new home or maybe moving to the country? Have you found that home site you love? Let Brenham National Bank help make your dreams come true. We're experts in land, construction, and long-term mortgage financing. If you're ready to buy that lot, build a new home, or find long-term financing, ask us to help. Brenham National Bank. We make banking fun. Equal housing lender. Member FDIC.
I have a passion for the environment. That's why I serve in the United States Coast Guard. We monitor commercial vessels, making sure our ports and waterways are safe and clean from oil or other hazardous material. We patrol our fisheries, protect marine wildlife and their habitats. With all we do, it's about protecting America.
Were you born ready to protect America? Learn more at GoCoastGuard.com.
Sponsored by the United States Coast Guard in cooperation with the Texas Association of Broadcasters and this station.
Hi, this is Colonel Aaron Vangelisti, Commander of the Air Force Reserve's 433rd Airlift Wing at Joint Base San Antonio, Lackland Air Force Base, Texas. Military experience can add greatly to your life, as it has mine. The Air Force Reserve locations throughout the region offer positions with excellent training, including the exciting areas of intelligence and cyberspace. I encourage you to start your adventure in the Air Force Reserve by going to afreserve.com or calling 800-257-1212.
Sponsored by the Air Force Reserve, aired by the Texas Association of Broadcasters and this station.
News Talk 1620 WTAW. We actually had another pet story. Carly was here, so we did the one about the guy doing the proposal to his girlfriend. In what might be the most heartwarming piece of Black Friday news ever, the Indianapolis Humane Society announced it had completely run out of animals waiting to be adopted.
Wow, very cool.
And that's a big city. That's pretty good.
Yeah.
The group posted photos showing lines winding down the street in front of the adoption center, as well as photos of crowds inside. The shelter waived regular fees for animal adoptions for Black Friday through Cyber Monday as part of its Home for the Paw-la-day.
Cute. Yeah. Cute.
Waiving the fee isn't uncommon at shelters. At the Indianapolis shelter, able to do so without taking a loss due to a partnership they had with Zappos.com and Best Friends Animal Society. Shelters across the country also participate in that, and you can search for a location near you at the Zappos site if you want to do that. But anyhow, this is kind of a neat thing.
When she was talking about, you know, if you're going to get a pet for somebody, it's probably best if you take them with you.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's definitely true, because otherwise it's like, surprise, responsibility.
Yes, here you go.
Yeah,
yes,
yeah.
And because they do grow up, too.
Yeah.
Remember that. Yeah, they do grow up. So did you receive a gift card last year at Christmas? Did you use it? There is a 1 in 5 chance that you have not. 19% of gift cards given last Christmas have not all been used up.
Huh.
So maybe you use part of it.
Right, yeah.
And then you put it away someplace.
That happens all the time.
Yeah.
It's hard when you get a lot of them, because you don't necessarily want to carry all of them around.
Right. So you got to have a place to put them.
Yep.
That's that. Random facts about shopping. Okay, we'll look at that in a minute.
Okay.
In the meantime.
Are we going to talk about space poop yet?
You know, I just
you
said,
teased it.
It's
no,
the
I know.
Story well, we're all waiting for.
What I did is I said we're going to do that, but Chelsea had to go off to her other route over at Peace, and we'll wait until she gets back. And you brought it up.
I'm
so
here. I'm back.
Go.
Here we go.
NASA looking for people who know poop. If you think you know the best way to poop in a spacesuit, the agency is ready to hear it. And you might make $30,000 for your trouble.
Hey, there you go.
It's called the,
is it worth it?
Yeah, it's called the Space Poop Challenge. It's the latest project of the NASA Tournament Lab, which is a program to invite members of the public to help come up with novel ideas or solutions to space-related problems. Here's the challenge. Create an in-suit waste management system that can handle 6 days' worth of bathroom needs. The logistics of pooping in space have been conquered. Astronauts at the International Space Station orbiting the Earth for months have some noisy contraptions with vacuums and fans and hoses and bags, oh my, that take care of that. But those space toilets won't fit into a pressurized spacesuit. When astronauts are in spacesuits, they stick with diapers to handle the waste, which is fine for a few hours, but someday NASA might send an astronaut on a mission where they're spending days and days and days at a time in that suit.
Mm-hmm.
NASA's looking for an idea for the solution that would collect everything without relying on gravity, and then keep all of that away from your body.
There is someone out there.
Yeah, we're about,
there
you're
is
right.
Someone
some guys
out
have
there.
Been sitting on their porch drinking beer going, you know, if I was in a space suit, I know exactly how I'd get rid of
that's
my waste.
That's what I'm saying is there's somewhere there is some engineer who has got that happening. All right. Anyhow, after months of teasing the eventual launch of DirecTV Now, a live TV streaming service that doesn't require a subscription to cable, AT&T has finally announced the important details of the product that will kick off actually tomorrow, November the 30th, at a price ranging from $35 for around 60 channels to $70 for more than 120 channels. The service will launch in four tiers, $35, which is dubbed Live a Little, the $50 one, which is 80-plus channels, just right. The $60, which is go big, or the $70, which is called gotta have it. Each tier will allow users to have two simultaneous streams going at any given time. At the launch, the go big package sold for only $35 a month. AT&T claims that customers who take advantage of this promotion will be grandfathered in after the price increases. So, that's the time to do it, I guess.
Yeah.
So do you get to pick the channels?
Well,
or?
I don't know. The company acknowledges the lack of CBS and Showtime, although AT&T says it's still working on a deal with the network. Likewise, DirecTV's NFL Sunday ticket package will not be included at launch. Again, AT&T says it's working with the league to sort out that issue.
Hmm.
We'll see about that. And apparently, we talked about this too, Thursday Night Football will continue, even though it sucks. Even though it's a horrible product that's done. And people who can't get enough Taylor Swift soon won't even have to change the channel, as AT&T announced a dedicated, curated video catalog with behind-the-scenes and otherwise exclusive content from the 10-time Grammy winner. That's right. It's called Taylor Swift Now.
She gets a whole channel.
It's the T-Swift channel.
Yeah,
so. I mean, I love me some T-Swift, but
a whole
channel.
Just saying, there it is.
But hey, she beat out the
Hear
Kardashians.
That.
That's right.
It's not a stampede of cattle. It's a stampede of people who waited way too long to find a doorbuster deal. Bubba Dixon here, and at Tom Light Chevrolet, you don't have to wait for the end of the year to take advantage of incredible Black Friday discounts, because we got Black Friday going on all month long. And that means you'll save over $12,000 off a new 2016 Chevy Silverado. That's right, over $12,000 in savings on a brand new Silverado throughout the entire month of November. With nearly 200 cars, trucks, and SUVs to choose from, and the most competitive internet pricing around, you'll find the Black Friday deal you're looking for, and you won't have to muscle through a crowd to get it. Visit us off North Earl Rudder Freeway in Bryan or online at tomlight.com to take the Tom Light Challenge for yourself and see why, since 1972, all roads lead to Tom Light Chevrolet. Chevy, find new roads.
Stock number 58340, 44545 MSRP, less 3979 dealer discount, 8909 select Chevy bonus tag, plus DTNL with approved credit, not available with other offers, expires 11/30/16.
Are you living with pain? So was Lisa, a brave Marine wounded in Iraq.
After surviving an explosion, I was on horrible painkillers. I tried 1 hour pain relief, and now I'm pain-free all day without dangerous side effects. And it works in less than 1 hour.
Try it free for 1 week and pay only the shipping with no automatic shipments. Call 800-900-1221 right now or visit onehourpainrelief.com. That's 800-900-1221. 800-900-1221.
About a minute till News Talk 1620 WTAW. Don't forget, today is Giving Tuesday. We talked about all that stuff that we did for ourselves. Now it's time to give to others. It's Giving Tuesday today. Victoria's Secret Fashion Show. Guys.
Girls like it too.
Okay, got it. Sorry. December 5th, 9 o'clock. That's a Monday night. It's from Paris. They went to Paris this year.
Ooh.
All flew over there on Friday. Apparently videotaped it, and there you got it. Meghan Markle, is that her name? The starlet who is dating Prince Harry?
Oh, yes, yeah. From Suits.
Exactly.
Rachel.
New lady has quite a history and revealed to Esquire magazine back in 2013 that she went from working at the U.S. Embassy in Argentina to becoming one of the briefcase girls on Deal or No Deal.
Oh, wow.
Unfortunately, she never got to hold the winning briefcase because nobody ever chose number 26. By the way, the experience was far from glamorous. She said the beauties had to wear uncomfortable and inexpensive 5-inch heels.
Aye.
Yeah. Standing up there, smiling the whole time.
Yeah.
Said she couldn't wait until they went to the break between shows.